Shitting snip sitting.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Finding My Perfect Awkward. And this week I am so excited for her to be back because I adore this woman with all of my heart. Aww. Hannah, how are you doing?
I adore you. I am doing well. How are you?
I am fantastic. Keeping busy. And I hear that you are too.
Yes, that's what we do in radio.
Yeah, we keep busy. We don't
we
sleep.
We keep busy all
when
the
you're
time.
Dead. You can sleep when you're dead.
Right,
so
exactly.
I hear that you have a new gig or new-ish gig, really, at this point.
Yes. Yes, so it'll be 2 months on November 13th. So my very first day was September 13th. So it's crazy. It'll be 2 months in next week or the week after that.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks. That's awesome. How do you love it? Is it like a dream come true? Because I know that like we share
so much.
We share that love.
Yes.
Of, like that part of radio.
Everything I have dreamt of and more. Like it is amazing and I am so blessed. I love my PD, my boss. I love my coworkers, the environment, the station. It totally fits my personality and I can be myself. I don't need to try and be someone I'm not. The content is something that we can, our demographic is young females. So something that I can definitely.
Bullseye. Yeah.
Right. So it's been awesome. And I've never felt so like rejuvenated. Every day I get up, I'm excited to go to work. And when I'm there at work, it doesn't feel like work. Like I forget that I'm getting paid. It feels like a hobby.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the dream. That's the absolute dream.
It really right? is. It really is.
Yeah. And I've seen your Instagram videos about like either A, you're teaching. Oh my gosh. What's her name?
Leah.
Yeah. You're teaching her a dance move or you walk in on a meeting just to say the dad joke that you said and she guessed it. That was my favorite. That was my absolute favorite.
I have been joking around. I've been doing these dad jokes since I started there. Because sometimes I'll pop in and the morning show, they do a segment, She's So Gen Z with Hannah B on Mondays. And I'll just do these dad jokes on the air. But I'm like really bad at telling jokes because I don't ever remember them. And so I was so proud of myself for like with that one with the pumpkin. I like had a straight face. I had my one coworker. I was like, hey, just flip your phone out. Act natural. Don't tell them you're recording. This is going to be great content. And then Leah guessed it. I was like, girl, you got me good. It was so funny.
See, but that's the best. Like, even if she guesses it, that's awesome.
It was so funny. I love them. They're a great group.
That's so cool. It helps when you love the people that you work with too, not just the job.
Absolutely. 100%.
So tell me a joke. If you can't. If you can.
Oh, I will. I definitely can. I'm trying to think of a good one. Oh my. Okay. This is actually one my friend did. Oh my gosh. Kara, I got ketchup in my eyes. They burn. I have Heinz sight.
Oh, I hate it. That's amazing.
Leah did that one and I was dying. On the floor, like, rolling on the floor. I'm like, okay, that was a good one. Or what was the other one I did? I did to my boss. I get my boss all the time. I'll have to think of the other one, but I get them all the time. Oh, what happened? See, I'm really bad at telling jokes. It's like, what do you think about, like, singing in the shower or something? I don't remember. And then it's like, oh, what is it? When you're singing in the shower, what does it become? A soap opera. It's like corny stuff like that, but I like laugh at it.
It's great. No, I think me and you have like the really similar senses of humor.
Yes.
Because I'll laugh at anything. It's
so
very, very easy. Yes. See, that's like, what I mean. I think it's very easy just to make us laugh.
Oh, me too. 100%. Like I could laugh at literally anything.
My aunt has a video of we're in TJ Maxx and I couldn't even tell you what I started laughing at. Like, we so she was on my podcast last week, and she was talking about how it's so easy to mess with me. It's so easy to get me to start laughing. And I was trying to cover it up. Like, no, I was laughing at you. I have no idea what I was laughing at, but I started it. I started laughing, and
that's so funny. Stop. And then you couldn't stop laughing. Oh,
no, I had a laugh attack.
Yep, that happened to me all the time in school, though. Like, I was one of those people where I'm, like, 22 years old, sitting in class. Like, someone moved their foot, and I'm like, oh, my God, it sounded like they farted. And then I'd be, like, dying a lot. And my friend's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, it just sounded like someone farted. And I'm like, I'm 22. I need to get over myself. Like, one time I had to literally, okay, wait, I took this yoga class. Sorry, no, I'm going off track. This yoga class. And there was this one woman, we were doing the downward dog, and she would just fart. One time I had to exit the classroom because I was, like, snort laughing so hard I had tears coming down my face. I was like, I can't be in this classroom. This woman just farted in front of my face. Like, she was doing the downward dog, and she just acted like nothing happened. I'm like, I just heard the like, what?
I would be the woman farting. Like, that is... She is my spirit animal.
I was like, okay, you do you, but don't go in your house.
I can see it in my head, and I can see you busting out laughing and having to leave.
I had to leave. Like, I didn't even tell my professor. I had to literally walk out because all these people were staring at me like, what happened? Because no one heard it because it was right in front of my face. I heard it loud and clear. I heard the rumble.
I would be her. And I don't think you understand. There's this thing, like, so, you know, I have a couple of issues that, like, it causes some gas.
Yeah.
Not some, a lot. And it's this running joke on shows like Free For All, even like my Twitch stream, that it's like, Kira's gassy. Like, that's just the way it is. But you've never heard it. I've never made it known, like, audibly.
Yeah.
But you definitely know. I hiccup when I burp. So, like, I'll go, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Or you can smell it. And I wish it was loud and not smelly.
Yeah. Sometimes. Hey, you know what? It's okay. I mean,
it's not good. It's not good.
It happens. It really does happen.
So embarrassing.
But then, do you ever, like, okay, so you know how it's called silent but deadly?
Yes. Exactly.
I just found that out, like, a year ago. I thought it was silent but deadly.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wish I was. I was like, a silent but deadly. I'm like, that's so dumb. Like, why are people calling it that? And then my mom's like, it's silent but deadly. And I was like,
wait, oh. You're not kidding. You thought it was but deadly.
But deadly. Like, it, like, B-E deadly. Like, but deadly.
What would that even, what does that mean?
Means nothing. All these years. I was like, is that a silent but deadly? And no one caught on. Now it's silent but deadly.
But deadly. What does that even mean? We should make up a definition for but deadly. Silent but dead, but deadly.
Doesn't mean before?
Now. So before death? Silent before death? Is that what you thought?
I think so. Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Yes, that is exactly it. You knew it all along.
Well, like, because I think before, and I'm like, oh, before is like before it happens, like, before. Right. So I'm like, but deadly. She literally thought it was before you die. It is silent. Why would we talk about that with a fart? Also, though, I guess I kind of get it because, like, it'll kill you because it smells
exactly, so bad. That's what I was going to say. If it's that powerful, it could really...
Yeah. But deadly.
But deadly.
That's my new favorite word. And I don't even think it's an actual word. Is it? Let me see. But deadly. No, be deadly is. Like, be space deadly. Definitely is. But deadly. Be deadly. Be deadly Mai Tai. It's like the fighting. Yeah, no, not a word. But like we're on the same wavelength. Wait, are you silent? No.
Can you hear me?
There we go. That was weird.
I was silent, but deadly.
I love you.
Me too.
So bad. Okay, so I'm introducing a new segment of my podcast.
Yes.
And each week we're going to do a segment called Social Media Minute. We're basically going to talk about trending topics. It's going to be whatever is trending that week. And honestly, these have been trending for like a long time, but we got to talk about them.
Yes.
So first, I'm going to start with something. Do you know of Noodle the Pug?
I do not.
You don't know who Noodle the Pug is?
No, but
bones,
you know
or
what?
No bones?
Hold on. Let me look.
Okay. Noodle the Pug is basically the 13-year-old pug who is on TikTok, whose owner, like, he made this bit on TikTok that if he has bones or no bones, then it's going to be a good or bad day.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So there's this like unevenness. There's two sides of the party with this. There's a side that I tend to fall into maybe half the time, which is we like depend on this pug to give us, okay, is it going to be a good day? Is it going to be a bad day? Is it a bones day? Is it a no bones day?
Yeah.
He even has merch. This dog has merch. Okay. But then, yeah, the pug is doing better than us. But then,
what the heck? What the heck?
There's this other side of people that are saying, hey, this owner just wants clout. This owner is just wanting to make money off of this bit that he thought of, and it went viral, and this pug is viral, and he wants to make money off this 13-year-old pug, for one. And the other side of that is he's 13 years old, and we're putting all of our emotional capacity into this 13-year-old pug that in a couple of years may not, you know, may not be here anymore.
Man, I should have just made Buddy famous, like.
You should have thought of a bit.
Hey, never too late.
Does he bark? Does he bark in the next 15 minutes? Then it's going to be a good day.
Oh, he was barking. I'm sure you heard him. He was barking. So that could be the thing. Bark or no bark?
Bark or no bark? That's stupid. Honestly, though, bones or no bones is kind of stupid too, but it works because we're like, oh my gosh, this cute little pug is gonna, like, he's 13 years old and he's just gonna see, does he stand, does he not stand, does he fall over? It's kind of like somebody brought this up earlier to me. It's kind of like Grumpy Cat. But, like, Grumpy Cat didn't last forever.
No.
And Grumpy Cat was younger starting out than Noodle is.
I gotta check more out about Noodle the Pug. I do know, but Noodle, what a clever name.
You need to go on TikTok, and every day, every morning, he posts, and he's like, is today gonna be a bones day? Today was not a bones day. Wasn't too bad of a day for me. Yesterday was a bones day.
Was it a good day?
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay, I'm gonna check this out tomorrow, and then I'll let you know about the vibe I'm feeling throughout the day.
Let me know. I'm kind of surprised you don't know about him, but at the same time, he's kind of just. I find out my updates on Twitter.
Okay, yeah.
Even though he's on TikTok.
I got to get more on Twitter.
And do you have TikTok?
Oh yeah. I'm on TikTok. Oh, I fall asleep with TikTok.
Oh my God. I will scroll for like
hours.
I will scroll for hours. Like I have not ended up at the bottom of my page yet though. I have at the For You page. Haven't ended up where it says, okay, you've reached the end. Like
it's
I haven't
addicting.
It's so addicting. It's so like, bad.
Oh my God. I have way too much fun with that.
So bad. You know what also is bad about this though is that I do follow you. Okay, so I was looking to see if I followed you on TikTok, and I do follow you, but I don't see any of your TikTok.
See, I've noticed that with TikTok because I follow people, but I don't always see the stuff they post. Like I'll see like people that are like millions of likes and billions of followers.
Like, if I go to my following page, I'll see everybody's. But I don't want to go to my following page. I want to go to my For You page. And on my For You page is exactly that. Like, thousands or millions of followers. And I want my, like, sometimes I just want my people.
You want your people.
I want my people. My people.
You're free for all people.
All of my people. yeah. Oh, I saw one... kids. Oh my gosh, so cute. Okay. but yeah, you need to give me an update on Noodle the Pug. Tell me what you think, the vibe that you're getting. What side of the coin are you on? Because Noodle the Pug is adorable, but also.
Can you hear my dog barking?
Yes, I can.
Bark or no bark.
It's going to be a good day at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock at night.
When you're besties, but you live on two opposite sides of the world.
Yeah, that's why like I started talking in your time zone. Like when I asked you to record, I was like, can we do this time? Like,
oh yeah,
but I didn't even say your time.
It gets confusing, the time zones here.
It does. And the only one that I personally have a problem with, not a problem with, but like trouble with, is mountain time. The difference between mountain and central time.
Yes. Because mountain time, I think, is an hour ahead of me.
It's an hour behind you. An hour ahead of me.
Oh, it is an hour behind me. Yes.
Yeah. And you're 2 hours ahead of me. And then East Coast is an hour ahead of you, but 3 hours ahead of me. Yeah, it's confusing. It's confusing. But like mountain time, I get mountain and central confused a lot because I don't know where that line is. I know that Ohio is the state to cut off the central and east because Ohio's eastern time. But I don't know where the mountain and central end start and end. So I know that Colorado's mountain time. That's it. I have no idea about anything else.
Yeah, I know Central, and then I know that's about it.
I'm Pacific time.
You are. Oh, yeah. I know your time. I do know your time zone.
Yeah. So Pacific time is me. Pacific time is Nevada. Actually, it's Nevada, California, I think Washington, and then Oregon. I don't know about Montana and Idaho.
I say Oregon.
So my mom does too. My family is from Chicago. And for the longest time as a kid, I said Oregon. And it's the thing that I got like made fun of the most for. So I went to Oregon and like forever it's been Oregon now. But I say pop. I have like a little bit of a twang sometimes. Like sometimes it'll like just come out.
But I say Chicago. Just kidding. I don't say that. But I guess I say my A's. Very like apple.
Yeah, a little bit. There's a little bit.
But sometimes some people are like, you have a strong accent. And I'm like, I'm just from Chicago. Wisconsin. No, I'm not from Wisconsin. I'm from Chicago.
You can kind of hear it. Like, there's a little bit there. Chicago. Oh, my God. So funny story. We're off topic, but it's fine.
Candy.
Okay. So, yes. So, this, I'm going to tell a story. So, this morning, one of my coworkers, one of the hosts of a morning show, comes up to me and was like, hey, I have a big bag of candy for you. And I was like, excuse me? And he's like, you can do whatever you want with it. You can put it in the bucket for everybody here at work, because I still had the candy bucket out because I didn't have it for like 3 of the 4 days that we had work last week. So I was going to do that. He's like, you can do that or you can keep it for yourself. You can share. You cannot share. You do you. He gave me this 150-piece bag.
Is it from Costco?
Probably. It's the good kind, too. There's Almond Joys and Kit Kats and Twix and Yorks. There's Yorks in here and M&Ms, both kinds. Reese's.
I think that's the bag I have.
That's maybe
the same exact bag we have. Yep, downstairs.
It is. I was in love. When I tell you that I looked at him and I was like, I adore you and I appreciate you and thank you. And I almost like, I was not even kidding. My intern was sitting there and I was like, I'm so happy. And she's like, if you start crying in front of me because he just gave you a 150-piece bag of candy, mm-hmm. I'm going to quit.
There's just something about chocolate, though. Like, today I had 2 Milky Ways and I had a Twix. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is my go-to, but I decided to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Just something about having a good piece of chocolate.
It's just, like, not even just chocolate for me. It's any candy. It's just so satisfying. And I'm allergic, so peanuts make my mouth all scratchy now for some reason. So I've kind of tended to stay away from peanuts. So I'll give away like the Snickers and the Milky Ways and then I don't even know if Milky Ways have peanuts in them. But Reese's and like all those, I'll give those away. And like the Yorks and the Almond Joys, which there's a controversy if Almond Joys are good or not.
I love Almond Joys.
See? Okay. That's all that matters. Almond Joys are fantastic.
They are so good. But Reese's? Do you say Reese's or Reese's?
So I think it's Reese's.
I've been saying it wrong.
I've been saying Reese's for 23 years.
I've been saying Reese's, but a Reese's peanut butter cup? Oh my God.
It's delicious.
I'm definitely going to eat like the whole bag.
It's so good. He handed it to me and I took all the pieces that I couldn't eat out and I put it in the bucket so that everybody else could enjoy those. Yes. And then the rest of the time, so that nobody would take it from me, I held it like a baby.
That's
I held it in front of me and just wrapped my arms around it like a baby. And I was like, nope, nobody's taking this. This is mine. Yes, I was like, Tyler gave it to me. This is mine. Nobody takes it.
That would literally be me. I'm not joking.
I hid it. I literally, if I had to get up and go somewhere, I hid it under the desk, out of sight. And I was like, until I can take this home, nobody touches it.
It's like when I still live at home. And whenever I bring like leftover food, I literally mark it with Sharpie, like, this is Hannah's. Do not eat. Because there are times where I've come home and I'm like, who ate this? Who ate my leftover sandwich? I am hangry. And my dad's like, and I'm like, you ate it? It literally was marked that it was mine.
And that's kind of the joy of living on my own. Nobody's going to eat my stuff. But I also don't cook. I do miss other people cooking. Like, when I lived with my mom and cousin, they would cook all the time. I do miss that.
Oh, my God, yeah. So, what do you eat?
I'll cook some things. Like, I'll cook certain meats. If I want tacos, I like making tacos. So, I'll, like, ground up some hamburger or some chicken. And
ooh.
Yeah, I'll make tacos. But that's about the extent of it. I don't like making chicken breast or like the raw chicken that you have to cook and make sure that it's cooked all the way through. Yeah. Because I don't trust myself enough for that.
I know. I'm the same way.
I can't do it. So I'll get the pre-cooked frozen stuff and cut it all up. And then like if I want tacos or salad or something, I'll use that.
Yep.
And then I'll make like pasta sides or I'll have like the TV dinners.
Yep.
Or I'll buy food. Like I'll buy El Pollo Loco. El Pollo Loco is my go-to right now.
What is it called?
It's called El Pollo Loco. Do you not have El Pollo Loco over there?
No.
I forgot about that. So El Pollo Loco is like an Americanized, like Latino food.
Ooh, like, yeah.
But it's chicken. It's all chicken. So they'll make like, there's a special seasoning to this chicken that is so good. But it's not fried chicken. It's like baked chicken. It's so good. It's so delicious. And it's fast food, but it's delicious. It's terrible for you.
Sounds amazing.
It's so good. And I get the pollo bowl, so it's like chicken and onions and beans and rice and
oh my god, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, I'm gonna have
when you come out to Vegas.
Yes.
That's what you're getting.
That's what we're gonna have.
I am, yeah.
For sure.
I have decided that. Okay. So we're at November 1st today as, like, in the recording. We're recording on November 1st. This is going to release on Friday. But we're November 1st. Is it now, in your head, Christmas time? Or is it Thanksgiving time?
Oh, I'm already thinking about Christmas.
Okay, me too! Okay,
I'm already, like, listening to Mariah Carey and all of them.
Yes! And Ariana Grande, and yeah, absolutely. I don't do, like, I'll eat Thanksgiving dinner. I'll eat the hell out of Thanksgiving dinner.
Me
I don't
too.
Cook it. So it's not something I look forward to doing. It's not something, like, it's not really a celebration of anything except for, like, being thankful, which, like, you should be thankful 365 days of the week, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. So I don't. I'll eat the food. That's about it.
I just love Christmas. There's something about, like,
nice.
The, like, Christmas decorations, Christmas music, the smell of, like, peppermint bark and, like,
yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh. So, December, I thrive. So, Halloween's my favorite. Halloween is my favorite holiday. But in December.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
I did not know that.
I love Halloween. It's my favorite. I love scary movies, and I love the whole, like, cozy watching scary movie with, like, candy wrappers all around. Oh, it's my favorite.
See, I love
haunted houses. So, like, Christmas is my second. It's my close second. I love the music. I love Santa hats and peppermint bark. I'll buy the only candles I'll ever buy besides the eucalyptus when I run out of these. Or the peppermint candles from Bath & Body Works.
Yes.
I'll buy like 15 of them so that they last throughout the year.
It smells so good. My mom gets the Christmas cookie from, I think it's from Yankee Candle.
Yes, I love Yankee Candle.
You're like, where is it?
I love Yankee Candle.
Oh my god, I just love the smell of Christmas.
It's so nice.
Oh my god, I want Christmas to be here.
I love Christmas. Now, a lot of people say that it's not until December 1st. And I'm like, yeah, but that's if you celebrate Thanksgiving. Or that's if you're even if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, it's, or even if you, like, are not excited about it, it's you're annoyed with the, like, month-long Christmas music that you get. And
right.
I get it. Like, I get it. You hear the same song 40 times a day. It gets annoying. But the feeling of Christmas, the decorations, the music is, okay, sorry, but these are bops. Like, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC, a bop.
A bop. A literal bop.
Literally. And Santa Baby, is it Santa Baby? No, what is it? Yeah, is it Santa Baby? Yeah, Santa Baby by Ariana Grande, a bop. All of the renditions. Yeah, all of the renditions of This Christmas.
Yes.
Like the Christina Aguilera. Or
the Last Christmas I gave you my heart.
Yes.
But the very next day you gave it away.
Yes. See? Amazing. Amazing. Christmas in July was the best invention because you get to celebrate it early.
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand how it can be so annoying.
I love Christmas. I just am not a big cold weather, snowy person. And we get a lot of snow out here. And
I love it. I love the snow.
Really?
I love the snow. Now, to be fair, I have not lived in a snowy area as an adult, but I love the humidity and I love the cold because I can breathe so much better. Vegas is so dry.
Everybody's what is it like right now?
In my apartment, it's hot as hell. but it's like 70s.
Oh, see, it's like low 50s here.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Like, but you have to understand, too, that you have a little bit of humidity. Sometimes a lot of humidity. But you at very least, have a little bit of humidity so that everything doesn't dry out. Here, we always, like, water is important, obviously, to everybody. But our bodies dry out so fast. Like, my mom's always having bloody noses. I'm always having, like, throat infections because my throat will dry out. All of these things, because it's just so dry. If you don't always drink water, if you're not always taking care of, like, your face and your throat and, like, everything, like, there have been a couple times when I've been scared that I was going to get sick. Like, it's so
dry. Oh, my gosh.
So it's not just the heat. Like, when we say, but it's dry heat, it's not just like, oh, yeah, no, it's like a dry heat, though. Like, you don't understand. No, like... It's a dry heat.
Okay, I'm gonna have to, when I go there, I'm gonna be, like, struggling. Because, like, when I was in Colorado and I went up the mountains, I couldn't breathe.
Colorado's a little, like, well, and that has to do with altitude, too. Like, here, it's not necessarily that high of an altitude.
Yeah.
But, and Arizona's worse. Arizona has worse, has even less, it's even more dry.
Oh, my God.
And now it's gotten a little bit better because we have gotten some rain more consistently than usual. But it's still pretty bad. Like, it's not
good. Yeah, I see. I think I'm just used to the weather here. But I'm wearing my bulky sweater today because it's chill.
In my work building, it is absolutely Antarctica.
That's how mine is. I'm already wearing my Uggs and I'm sitting there like in the studio. I think I'm going to start bringing a blanket.
Seriously, they gave me a heater. It is 80 degrees outside and they gave me a heater.
Okay, we are the same. We are the same.
How is it 80 degrees outside, but, like, 40 in here, and you're giving me a heater in the middle of, like, August and September? Like, I don't understand why this is necessary. But it is, because they turned down the thermostat, and I can't freeze. Like, I'm up there 7 hours a day. Give me heat. I'm wearing, like, big, bulky sweatshirts when it's 80 out.
Yep. That's what I was doing. I was wearing, like, two sweatshirts, thick socks when it was, like, 80 degrees out here because I was freezing in our studio.
It's insane. And the studio is a little bit worse because it's smaller.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I'm, like, shivering.
It's the worst. But, okay, I'm so glad that we're in agreement on that because Christmas is important. Yes. And Thanksgiving is important, too, but, like, we can just skip it. It's fine.
We can skip it.
I can skip it. Okay. So I'm kind of excited for this part of the segment because it's going to be different every single week. Like social media minute is going to be different every single week too, as far as the stories go. But this is going to depend on what that specific day, like the day that we're recording, this is going to be like, so right now almost on every single platform, and this has probably been going on for at least a few weeks. Have you seen the movie Squid Game?
I have not seen the full. I have not.
Or not the movie. I'm sorry. That's stupid. Not the movie.
Oh, you're good.
The show.
Yes.
The show.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go, since you haven't seen Squid Game yet, we're going to go with the hashtag movie night. So the way this is going to work is we're going to go and search up hashtag movie night on the platform of your choice, and we're going to talk about what we find on there.
Okay. Are we
because,
going
yeah, let's go right now. So the ones I were finding about Squid Game are really funny, which is why I had that on there. But, like, I want you to understand why they're so funny. And I don't think that you would understand why they're so funny unless you've watched at least an episode. And it's a very brutal show. It's very gory, very brutal and emotional. But, like, certain aspects have a comedic effect, and it makes the hashtag even more funny.
Let's see.
What do we got for movie night? Hashtag.
Okay, I'm on Instagram.
I'm looking on Twitter. If you find anything.
I'm on movie night. I have some Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Hocus Pocus is the best.
It's a good one.
I just watched, what did I watch last night? I watched Haunted Mansion last night.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's so good. Okay, so when I'm on movie night on Twitter, Coco comes up.
Really?
Have you seen Coco?
Yes.
Coco is one of my favorite movies, and I don't necessarily like cartoons. I don't know why, it's just not been, like, one of the things that I can latch onto.
Yeah,
but Coco,
no, I can't either. I get kind of bored
a little bit. Like, there are certain things where I'm like, okay, I guess I could see the appeal, but, like, a lot of people have tried to get me into anime, and
I can't get into it.
I don't know why.
The same way. I have a pizza. There's a pizza. Let's see what else.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I have a studio sleepover.
Ooh.
Okay, so this says, oh, this is cute. Okay, so you set up, like, little fake tents, and you set up, like, little tables in front of each tent, and each person sits down and eat, they have their food and their drinks and their bed in the little fake tent.
Oh my gosh.
And they each watch the movie. It's, like, in the living room. They each watch the movie with their little snack and bed and, like,
oh,
it's so cute.
Is this? Oh, no, this isn't it.
Oh, I got a pizza, too.
I have the Beauty of Black Swan.
Black Swan. I don't think I've seen.
I haven't either. I have.
I used to say that I was very, I used to say that I was a movie guru because I've seen, I thought I had saw a lot of movies.
Me too, but apparently
but
I'm
like,
lacking on that.
No, I haven't seen it. I need to see Coraline. I still haven't seen Coraline yet.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a really good one.
I've seen different bits and pieces, but, oh, The Conjuring.
I'm going to go on TikTok and see what's on there. Let's see.
Have you seen Beetlejuice?
Yes.
Beetlejuice is amazing.
So good.
All right, let's do hashtag movie night on TikTok. Oop. Not movie fights. Movie.
No.
Sometimes I forget how to spell my own name. It's okay.
Oh, I do that too.
This one's so cute. Okay, so they have a movie night thing where, like, you put your, you organize your snacks into this, like, little table thing. And
oh,
drinks.
That is cute.
And lights. And they have lights showing all over the walls. Oh!
I'm looking at this. This makes me want to have a bowl of popcorn.
Are we looking at the same one?
Is it the,
with the pretzels on the left and, like,
yes, yes,
Yes. Okay, so we're looking at the same one. I really want to do this. Popcorn sounds so good right now, not going to lie.
Doesn't it?
Ooh, what's mozzarella sticks? What the heck? Little pizza bites? That looks so good.
Oh my god. Oh, movie night with your best friend. Loading up with the candy.
Oh my god, I love... So you know those buckets of movies where, like, they're like $5, but they're all random and you have to dig through them. There's somebody who like jumped into that. It's not COVID safe, but you jump into the movie bin and you pick one. And the first one you find is the one that you and whoever watches.
Wait, did you guys used to have a Blockbuster?
Yes.
Okay. We had a Blockbuster like right around the corner from where I live. And I used to go there every Friday when I was in like third grade with my parents. We'd pick out a movie, and then I'd get to pick out the candy and the popcorn. It was so overpriced, but, like, it was just an adventure of itself.
That's awesome. I don't remember ever going to Blockbuster, which is so sad, but I do remember them existing. But I might, like, as far as that goes, my parents were boring. Like, they never went to Blockbuster. And if they did, they didn't take me with them. I never got to experience it. Now there's one left in Oregon.
I know.
I'm so sad. I want to go just to see, like...
Have you seen the documentary of Blockbuster?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's actually really cool.
How ironic is that? Like,
I know, right?
Blockbuster documentaries on Netflix. The thing that, like...
On Netflix.
It's like the thing that killed it, you know?
No, seriously.
That's ironic. Poor thing.
What else do we have on here?
Oh my god. Somebody's trying to send me. Okay, so somebody's trying to send me like their like an episode of something. And it's like making me sign up for something and I don't. I don't want it.
This one is...
That's annoying.
Oh, this couple's arguing about what movie night, whose choice it is.
That's awesome.
Oh my god. There's this what me watching a movie with my parents. Love scene comes on and you're like...
Oh no! Yeah, where you're like, uh-oh.
And
I don't,
it's like, you
I'm
have a ceiling. What a nice blanket. Like that awkward moment and you're like, what color is the wall?
The wall is such a pretty gray right now. The ceiling is like popcorn-y. This is uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah, this is just awkward.
Yeah. I hated that. It's the worst.
So bad.
The worst.
No, for real though.
Like, it's, I don't, like with any adult, not just parents, like,
any adult.
If you're a teenager, especially, and you're like sitting with them, like, love, and you're just like, so, like, this is the drama that's going on with my life. What? You have a great scarf on. Like,
it's one of those things where it's just like awkward.
No, thank you. Yeah.
But we're just finding our perfect awkward.
Hey! Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Mine started from birth, so I don't know what everybody else's excuse is.
Oh, I was definitely out of the womb. Out of the womb, I was an awkward.
I would hope so. You were out of the womb. If you were like out of the stomach, that would be like, really? How did that happen?
Oh, that would be bizarre. How bizarre.
Hannah, thank you so much for being on this week's episode.
This was so much fun. I love your content. You bring so much joy and light in this world, and I am so proud of you. Everything you are doing, you are a content creator, and you have nothing but amazing things coming your way.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so every time you're on my show, Free For All, like anytime I like have any contact with you, you're so hype. You bring like so much positivity. You hype everybody up around you. You are awesome, and there needs to be more people like you.
You are a sweetheart. I love you so much. Love you.
I love you too.
We're just finding our perfect awkward.
Oh my God.